The Geek Couch podcasts are brought to you by Charming Beard Coffee. Go to charmingbeard.com and enter in the code GEEK when you buy a bag of their single roasted coffees and get 10% off of your order. Charming Beard Coffee, quality small batch single origin coffee for the discerning coffee drinker. Beard not necessarily required.
Oh, great! Real bullets!
Smoke and mirrors, guys! Welcome to the movie factory.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
I know who I am! I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude!
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Geek Couch Collector's Edition podcast. I'm your host, Sean DeRager. Thanks for joining me this week. And I hope you guys had a great week and a great weekend. A lot of great releases this week, so I'm excited to talk about them. But first, let's move right into some news. We got some news this week.
Well, you slime-eating dogs, you scum-sucking pigs, you sons of a motherless goat.
I'm your huckleberry.
All right. So the big news is Netflix joined forces with Disney. Disney and Netflix came together and struck up a deal for Netflix to stream Disney movies, including Star Wars. I'm not sure exactly that means catalog as far as Star Wars goes, but since they did acquire Lucasfilm, we will be seeing future Star Wars movies in Netflix. That's pretty cool to think about. The deal gives Netflix streaming rights to movies from Disney's live-action and animation studios, including those from Pixar, Marvel, and the recently acquired Lucasfilm. Ted Sarandos, Netflix chief content officer, said in a statement, "This deal brings to our subscribers some of the highest quality, most imaginative films being made today. It's a leap forward for internet television." So, Disney's movies will be available for streaming on Netflix starting in 2016 after its current deal with Liberty Media's pay TV channel Starz expires. The deal is for both new Disney movies and library content such as Dumbo and Alice in Wonderland, which is pretty interesting because over the weekend here when the news broke, we did check the Netflix and things like Alice in Wonderland and Pocahontas and Fox and the Hound and those god-awful Buddies movies that my kids have been begging me for. Those are on Netflix Instant. They hit on Friday. So the deal says it starts on 2016, but I am starting to see more Disney stuff show up on Netflix right now. So I'm not sure if it's with Starz, if it's still because they have a deal with Starz, but you know, pretty exciting. It's a game changer as far as streaming TV goes and really excited for the future of Netflix. So Disney gonna be starting to stream on Netflix. Good stuff. It's pretty straightforward. I'm trying to see if there's anything else here in this article that I failed to talk about. But there's a lot of like business crap in this article, so I'm not gonna go into it. So pretty exciting, and hopefully that'll pave the way to more kind of studios, you know, bigger studios allowing Netflix to stream this stuff. All right, let's move into this week's new Blu-ray releases.
Time to musk up.
Sound good?
Yes, sir!
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
All right. First up, I'm going to get a couple out of the way that I haven't really heard too much about that I think we should check out. The first is a documentary that's out on Blu-ray this week. Let's see. It's called Bill Cunningham, New York.
I've said many times that we all get dressed for Bill.
Okay. This is Bill Cunningham on the street this week. There's no reason to be doom and gloom and think that fashion is finished. The best fashion show is definitely on the street. Always has been and always will be.
We're all blank canvases when we get up in the morning and we paint ourselves. Street style emerged at the same point that Bill got a camera.
He's been documenting me since I was a kid, and it's one snap, two snaps, or he ignores you, which is death.
Bill's fingerprints are all over everything he does because he's never, ever, ever sold out one inch of anything.
Put her here and put her over here.
Put it on. Stop your antics. Put it up there. Damn you, kids.
I have the feeling that he doesn't sit down and talk to people too much.
I have no idea about his private life. I have no idea if he's lonely.
I once went to his studio. Have you been there?
This is my clothes closet.
Does he still sleep on the cabinets?
Who the hell wants a kitchen and a bathroom?
You see, if you don't take money, they can't tell you what to do. That's the key to the whole thing.
New York society becomes harder and harder to define.
Bill is a true egalitarian. However, that doesn't mean he isn't aware of cultural vision and hierarchies. He just treats it all the same.
I'm not interested in celebrities with their free dresses. I'm interested in clothes.
I would come into a place and he would say, oh, thank God you're here. Everybody here looks so boring.
If we all went out looking like slob like me, it'd be a pretty dreary world.
The wider world that perceives fashion as a frivolity that should be done away with, the point is that fashion is the armor to survive the reality of everyday life. I don't think you could do away with it. It would be like doing away with civilization. That's what I think.
The Bill in question in this documentary, Bill Cunningham, New York, is a New York Times photographer, Bill Cunningham, and for decades this Schwinn-writing cultural anthropologist has been obsessively and inventively chronicling fashion trends and high society charity soirees for the Times style section in his columns called On the Street and Evening Hours, documenting uptown fixtures. Let's see, Wintour, Tom Wolfe, Brooke Astor, David Rockefeller, who all appear in the film out of their love for Bill. Downtown eccentrics and everyone in between, Cunningham's enormous body of work is more reliable than any catwalk as an expression of time, place, and individual flair. In turn, Bill Cunningham, New York, is a delicate, funny, and often poignant portrait of a dedicated artist whose only wealth is his own humanity and unassuming grace. This was a 2010 documentary, and it's finally getting its release on DVD and Blu-ray. It's probably, you know, like with most documentaries, it is probably going to end up on Netflix Instant soon, so I'd keep your eyes open for that. But I'm really excited to check this out. This guy looks very interesting, and this looks like a really well-done documentary, 84 minutes, and so it doesn't overstay its welcome. So that's Bill Cunningham, New York, out this week. All right. Next up, we have a movie called Why Stop Now, which is out on Blu-ray and DVD.
Let's go. Day one of rehab starts today. 28 to go.
What's with the jacket?
I have an audition today.
Nicole, you gotta eat quickly today, okay? We're in a hurry.
Nicole's not hungry.
Two bites.
Left,
right, left, right.
Checking in.
We got a problem here.
I don't qualify for detox rehab.
But if I get high and can produce dirty urine.
So let's do it then. I will pay for it. It'll be my treat.
Okay.
I look like the Unabomber.
You knock on the door and you ask for sprinkle.
What up? Hey.
And you give them the money and then you get out of there, all right?
Hold up. What are you, a vending machine? You're a drug dealer.
Three uptown, Holmes.
I'll go with you. How does that sound?
Hell yeah, that's cool.
You better know that Spanish.
Oh, he knows Spanish.
I'm gonna whoop your ass, and you can believe that. He look half Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican? He's Jewish.
Got good hair. Bunch of gypsies living here that don't wear shoes because it smell like feet.
Oh, my God.
Somebody need tough acting to acting. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Jesse Eisenberg, Melissa Leo, Tracy Morgan. So, Eli, Jesse Eisenberg, is a piano prodigy. Today's the audition that will determine his future. Will he launch a career or take off into the world, or will he stay stuck caring for his sister and mother, who, despite her cheerful, loving disposition, is a drug addict, the mother played by Melissa Leo. The only obstacle to a seamless transition into his future is dropping off mom at the center where she will enter rehab, but a glitch in the system forces them off to enlist the help of an unlikely ally, her drug dealer, Sprinkles, Tracy Morgan, who was the annoying voice you heard in the trailer. The day spirals downhill quickly, and the hapless team must collaborate every step of the way to battle their own demons and get Eli out of the rabbit hole. So, it's a dramedy, directed by Philip Dorling and Ron Nicewander, written by the duo there. It has a 25% on Rotten Tomatoes, so yeah, so I don't know. So tread carefully with this one, but that is out now for you to rent or ignore as you see fit. All right. Got a couple more here to talk about. This next one, really excited about. It's about a talking bear.
It has been said that magic vanished from our world a long time ago. But if there's one thing you can be sure of...
I wish you could really talk to me.
It's that nothing is more powerful than a young boy's wish.
You're my best friend, John. I love you.
But eventually, everyone grows up.
I'm taking Laura to dinner. You don't think she's gonna be expecting something big, do you?
It's been 4 years, Johnny. You and me have been together for 27 years. Where's my ring? Huh? Where's my ring?
What did all my fuzzy fingers? Where's my ring? Right. Come on!
Knock it off!
All right, I'm just saying.
Man.
That's my bad. I was sending a tweet.
John!
Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Ask Ted to move out so we can move on with our lives.
I'm not that psyched to just, like, kick him out.
Oh.
Laurie, hey, you're home early.
Who are these girls?
Oh, my God, where are my manners? Laurie, this is Angelique, Heavenly, Shireen, and Sauvignon Blanc. I swear to God, her name is Sauvignon Blanc. Show her your Chevron card.
Ted, you gotta move out.
I'll help you get on your feet out there, I promise.
Bring it in, you bastard. Come on.
I love you.
Sorry, that's the...
All right, that is Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane as the voice of Ted. It's directed by Seth MacFarlane, and Rotten Tomatoes little info says this: Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane brings his boundary-pushing brand of humor to the big screen for the first time as writer, director, and voice star of Ted. In the live-action / CG animated comedy, he tells the story of John Bennett, Mark Wahlberg, a grown man who must deal with the cherished teddy bear who came into his life as a result of a childhood wish and has refused to leave his side ever since. So, see, who else is in this thing? Mila Kunis, Joel McHale, Patrick Warburton, Giovanni Ribisi, and, of course, Seth MacFarlane, Mark Wahlberg. So I hear this is really good. It has a 69%, how fitting, on Rotten Tomatoes. I've heard really good things about it. I'm not generally a huge Seth MacFarlane fan. I'm not really a Family Guy fan. But I hear this is pretty good. So I'm definitely excited to rent it and check it out. So that's Ted. That's out this week. Next up, we have another entry in the Bourne series without Jason Bourne. Go figure.
What's your name?
Kenneth Kitson.
Where are you from?
Reno.
Will you give yourself to this program?
Yes, sir.
Right hand, please. Well, that has healed well. Any diminished sensation?
No.
There is nothing that you wouldn't do for this country. You have the strength to do what's necessary.
Welcome to the program.
All right, so that's The Bourne Legacy, which is out on Blu-ray this week for you to check out. I'm really not too excited about it. I heard some, kind of middling reviews about it, and some people even said that the star is Jeremy Renner. So people are saying, I've heard on Twitter and stuff, just think of this as Hawkeye the movie, Hawkeye Origins, and it'll go along better. Definitely a lot more focus on kind of these super soldier guys, rather than just kind of a guy stuck in a tough spot, you know, with spy training and stuff like that. This is, they definitely bring in more of a kind of almost superhero element. You know, the little bio here from Universal says, the narrative architect behind the Bourne film series, Tony Gilroy, takes the helm in the next chapter of the hugely popular espionage franchise that has earned almost $1 billion at the global box office, The Bourne Legacy. The writer-director expands the Bourne universe, not very well, however, created by Robert Ludnum, with an original story that introduces us to a new hero, Jeremy Renner, whose life or death stakes have been triggered by the events of the first three films. For The Bourne Legacy, Renner joins fellow series newcomers Rachel Weisz, Edward Norton, Stacey Keach, and Oscar Isaac, while franchise veterans Albert Finney, Joan Allen, David Strathairn, and Scott Glenn reprise their roles. Like I said, I'm not looking forward to it that much. I'm sure the Blu-ray is going to be filled with plenty of special features, and I'm sure it's going to do well, but it has a 56% on Rotten Tomatoes. The funny thing is, though, my father-in-law loved this movie. He loved it. He thought it was one of the, he keeps telling me every time we talk about movies that this is probably the best action film he's seen all year. Funny enough, he hasn't seen any of the other Bourne movies. So, you know, this may be, like I said, this, you know, as a standalone film, maybe this actually works better as a better film, you know, as Hawkeye Origins. So, anyway, keep that in mind. All right. So I'm sure it's, I don't know. I'll be running it for sure. All right. As an aside here. Oh yeah. Ice Age Continental Drift comes out this week. So I don't know. I hear it's better than the other ones, but that's about it. All right, here's one that I am extremely excited for. Drafthouse Films brings us Miami Connection for the first time in major release.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special treat for you today. We have a new house band with a new dimension in rock and roll. We have the one, the only, Dragon Sound!
This band is the only family I had.
They're all black belts in Taekwondo, and they're pretty bad.
I don't want you to mess it up by going out with a second-rate musician like that John character.
They came in here to play goddamn songs for kids!
Not escape the Miami Ninja!
All right, Against the Ninja, yes. Miami Connection is a 1987 film that didn't really get to see the light of day when it was released, and Drafthouse Films swooped in and has given it a release, so pretty excited about it. I'm going to be talking about this in much more detail a little bit later because it's my Blu-ray pick of the week, so we'll come back to it. And actually, today's show, the featured band is Dragon Sound. So the little bit of music you heard there, you're going to hear the whole thing. So, excited to share that with you. All right, let's move into this week's catalog releases.
Do you ever have deja vu, Mrs. Lancaster?
I don't think so, but I could check with the kitchen.
All right, got some good ones here. First up, Twilight Time, who has kind of a shaky past with me, because they messed up the, didn't really mess up, but handled the Night of the Living Dead remake Blu-ray. Kind of, they fumbled that a little bit. But they are releasing the movie Blue Lagoon on Blu-ray. It's a limited pressing, so you can pre-order it right now, and it'll start shipping on Tuesday. But let's see if we can play the trailer here for you. And you get a little more insight to Blue Lagoon.
A fire at sea.
Up you go! Yeah.
And two young children are cast adrift. Fortune washes them ashore on a fertile isle. But fate deserts them, and they are left utterly alone. The years passed, but no ship ever did. Yet the boy and the girl grew strong and tall and beautiful, raising themselves on instinct and the bounty of their lost paradise.
All right, that's enough of that. This is starring Brooke Shields and Christopher Atkins as two young people that are stranded on a lush tropical island. And it was, it says here, let's see, the 1980 version film of the oft-filmed Henry DeVere Stackpole novel, The Blue Lagoon, was the first to be stamped with an R rating. The basic story remains unchanged. Two very small children, a boy and a girl, are shipwrecked on a lush tropical island. They are cared for by fellow castaway Leo McKern. When he dies, the kids, played with a minimum of clothing by Brooke Shields and Christopher Actions, have no one but each other. When they grow into teenhood, they also fall madly in love. Heavily reshaped and re-edited before its release, The Blue Lagoon's principal attribute is the lush photography by Nestor Almendros. In 1990, a sequel was made, Return to the Blue Lagoon. So this was released in 1980. Like I said, it features a sparsely clothed Brooke Shields. And I've never seen this. It has pretty horrible ratings here on Rotten Tomatoes, but of course it's an older movie, so there's less reviews for them to kind of aggregate here. But you know, it's a little sensual love tale. And if you want to see all the steamy scenes, you can go over to YouTube. You watch them there. But, Blue Lagoon, it's out on Blu-ray. There are people that do love the film, so the fact that they're getting an actual Blu-ray release, I'm sure they're pretty grateful for that. So Blue Lagoon, out on Twilight Time. Go to, I think, twilighttime.com and find it there. I'll have links to all these, all this stuff on the show notes, so you'll be able to check it out there. Next, we have a couple releases from Shout Factory that I'm pretty pumped about. First up here is The Island.
The Caribbean. A vacationer's paradise. And yet this region was once a stronghold for outcasts, thieves, and murderers. A savage race that vanished hundreds of years ago. But what if there were survivors? And what if they kept their existence a secret from the outside world? What if someone found out? The island, where civilization as we know it has taken a bizarre turn.
Alright. That's The Island, starring Michael Caine as Blair Maynard, an investigative writer who takes on one of the most baffling mysteries, the disappearance of boats and their passengers in the Caribbean. During his investigation, he and his son are captured by raiding pirates led by David Warner. When his son is converted to the pirates' barbarian ways and turns against him, Blair must come to his rescue in this action-packed thriller written by Peter Benchley, who wrote Jaws. So it's a bare-bones release. It's a DVD combo. Shot Factory or / Scream Factory has been releasing these awesome collector's editions, kind of bringing back things and doing a pretty great job about it. They've been kind of touted as kind of the criterion of B-movies and horror movies. So a lot of people are excited to have this out on Blu-ray. It is a pretty violent film and some pretty great gore. And I've heard kind of mixed things about the film, but I'm excited to see it. And that's out on Blu-ray this week. So if you're a fan of The Island, and there is a lot of people are, it's been on Warner Archive for quite a while. You've been able to get the DVD, but the fact that we can get this, in HD through Shout Factory is pretty great. So next up, from Shout Factory / Scream Factory, is a movie called Death Valley.
A new family together for the first time here in Death Valley. They'll be secluded, isolated, but not quite alone. In the mind of a madman, they have been chosen. On a road to nowhere, they are being hunted. And when the sunlight dies in Death Valley, he will come for them.
Hey!
right. So, Death Valley, a divorcee, her son, and her boyfriend are on a vacation in the beautiful but deadly Death Valley. What starts out as an ordinary leisurely trip turns into a nightmare when they happen upon a murder and find themselves pursued by a maniac. So, pretty standard slasher fare. There stars Catherine Hicks from Child's Play, Paul Lee Matt from Puppet Master, Stephen McCaddy from The Tall Man, and Peter Billingsley from A Christmas Story. The kid from A Christmas Story stars in a slasher. This is another bare bones release from Shout Factory. It's also a combo pack, so you get a copy of the DVD. There's some people who do like that, so I really don't care. I mean, I don't know why I would need a DVD copy, but anyway, that's out on Shout Factory / Scream Factory this week, so pretty excited about that one. We have a few more here. A handful of things that are out. Dick Tracy's getting a Blu-ray release. Then we have a couple Criterion releases. Christopher Nolan's Following gets a Criterion release. And then there's a trilogy called the Quatsy Trilogy that gets a Blu-ray release as well. There's a ton of these, so I'm not going to go into huge depth about them. The movie Heavyweights is out on Blu-ray. The movie Les Miserables, the one starring Liam Neeson, the not musical version, is out on Blu-ray. The original Babes in Toyland is out on Blu-ray, not the Keanu Reeves one. And the older movie is getting a release. The Wild Geese stars Richard Burton, Roger Moore, Richard Harris. He stars a team of aging mercenaries hired by a wealthy industrialist for one final mission: recruit and train a squad of desperate commandos, parachute into an unstable African nation, snatch its deposed president for a maximum security army prison, escape via the military-controlled airport, and massacre anyone who gets in their way. So that's out. I'm excited to check that one out. It's first time it's been remastered in HD. There's quite a few extras on this. There's an exclusive new interview with the director, Andrew McLaughlin, about 16 minutes. There's an interview called The Mercenary, an extra called The Mercenaries, an interview with military advisor Mike Hoare. Gotta be careful how I say that. It's a 33-minute documentary on producer Ewan Lloyd, featuring Lloyd, Roger Moore, Joan Armatrading, Ingrid Pitt, and more. It's an audio commentary with the producer, Roger, and with the star, Roger Moore, second unit director. And then there's a vintage featurette called The Flight of the Wild Geese. So there's quite a few extras on this one. I'm excited to check this one out. I love, been really enjoying discovering old films on Blu-ray. And there's a couple more here. A movie called Ashanti with Michael Caine is out on Blu-ray. I think they give us the actual rundown of who's in this film.
Michael Caine, Peter Ustinov, Kavya Bedi, Beverly Johnson, Omar Sharif, Rex Harrison, William Holden, Ashanti, Africa.
So there we go, Ashanti out on Blu-ray this week. It stars Michael Caine, stars as Dr. David Linderby, half of a married UN medical team vaccinating native villages in West Africa, but when his skinny-dipping wife, supermodel Beverly Johnson, is abducted by a depraved Arab slave trader, Peter Ustinov, there is no time for diplomacy. That's out there. The funny thing about the cover is, I mean, basically this woman is kidnapped by, like, you know, sex, like the sex traders or something crazy like that. But the movie, I think since it was starring a, you know, a supermodel, the cover is very, it's very alluring for a movie about a woman being kidnapped. I don't know. So that's out this week as a first ever DVD interview with Beverly Johnson. On the film's notorious history. So, it was controversial, I guess. So, good stuff there. That's out this week. Probably be something I'd want to check out and rent. Don't know if I want to own it, but that's out. And then finally, Mario Bava's Baron Blood is out.
The last blow for me, Elizabeth Holly. Let me take sweet revenge. Please, let me cut into his heart.
Baron Blood, director Mario Bava's sumptuous Technicolor gothic horror classic. An American student, Peter Kleist, travels to Austria on a summer holiday to learn more about his family roots. By reciting an incantation on a piece of ancient parchment, he succeeds in scaring up a genuine ancestor, Baron Otto von Kleist, a 16th century sadistic nobleman whose appetite for cruelty earned him the nickname Baron Blood. So that's out. I'm really interested in checking this out. There's a lot of older horror that I really want to check out. I have a list full of Mario Bava movies that I really need to cross off my list of shame. So that's out this week on Blu-ray. So excited to check that out in its HD glory. All right. I've been chatting long enough here. Let's move into this first musical break. Hope you guys are excited as I am. But the musical breaks this week brought to you by Dragon Sound. So we're going to listen to a couple of their songs off the soundtrack for Miami Connection. First song is called Against the Ninja. You're listening to the Geek Couch Collector's Edition podcast. Is Dragon Sound with Against the Ninja. Man, I wish it was 1987 again. Don't you guys? You can get this and one more song from DrafthousePhilms.com. Go there. It's DrafthousePhilms.com/film/Miami-Connection. But I'll have all these links up on the show notes. Go to TheGeekCouch.com/podcast and check it out there. So, great stuff. And Miami Connection, of course, out this week. I'll be playing one more song from Dragon Sound a little bit later, and I'll be talking a little bit more about Miami Connection in just a little bit. But first, let's jump into this week's Netflix Instant Picks of the Week.
Let me explain. No, there is too much. Let me sum up.
All right, a handful of things. Like I was saying, there was a lot of Disney stuff found its way onto Netflix this week. And even though Netflix is starting I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, because it says that the deal starts in 2016 with them streaming Disney films, but a whole bunch of them kind of appeared this weekend. First off, the Muppet movie out on Netflix Instant, Nightmare Before Christmas, Alice in Wonderland, Dumbo, The Great Mouse Detective, James and the Giant Peach, and then also Pocahontas and Pocahontas 2 are out this week. So, definitely worth checking out if you have kids. And, like I said, a whole bunch of these appeared, and my kids have been watching these crazy buddy movies about these dogs all weekend long. So, also a couple more things out on Netflix Instant. There's a movie called Flying Swords of Dragon Gate. It says here that as the Ming Dynasty ends, ruthless warlord Yu tightens his grip on China, while Zhao Huan and his men meet at the Dragon Gate Inn to plan a rebellion. As Zhao prepares for battle, a sandstorm that returns once every 60 years will change his destiny. Stars Jet Li. So I'm a sucker for pretty much any Jet Li flick, especially these ones. I don't know if they're called Wushu or what they call them. I'm horrible with that. These kind of Chinese martial arts films. It's a remake of a remake of a martial arts classic. So, directed and written by Tsu Hark. So, I'm excited to check this out. It's on Netflix Instant. You have a couple hours to kill. Watch this film. So, that's out on Netflix Instant. Also, this other film, Craigslist Joe, is a documentary. And that's out on Netflix. I saw a trailer for this and I was pretty intrigued. Setting out to explore whether America still has a sense of community where people help each other through hard times, 29-year-old Joseph Garner spends a month depending on the goodness of Craigslist posters for his survival. So I saw a trailer for this and was fairly intrigued. I mean, I'm actually surprised the guy didn't end up murdered or something like that. But it's a documentary, and that's out on Netflix Instant, also available in HD on there. So that's what's going on for the Netflix Picks of the Week. And then there's a couple of things that are expiring this week that you want to check out if you haven't checked them out yet. The surf documentary Step Into Liquid, which is a pretty great surf documentary if you haven't seen it, that is expiring. Let's see if I have the date. It already expired. Expired on December 8th. That's a bummer. Is that right? Are we really that deep into December already? Let's see here. Zero matching titles. Yeah, it looks like that did expire. Damn it. Sorry, folks. So there goes that section. Let's see here. I could turn this around. Right, I'm quick on my toes. Alright, so expiring. Let's see, I'm gonna look through here. A shit ton of Barney is expiring, so thank God for that. And Bob the Builder. Expiring on the 11th. That's pretty much it. The 15th, sorry. Barney's expiring on the 15th. There is an Eric Clapton Crossroads Guitar Festival expiring, and if you're into that music, like B.B. King, ZZ Top, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Sheryl Crow, check that out. There's a couple Eric Clapton, three Eric Clapton Crossroads Guitar Festival little documentary things that are expiring. So if you're into music, definitely check those out before they expire on the 15th. Let's see what else we got here. Spy Kids is expiring on the 16th. So, I know that you're boned about that. Here's a couple more here. Beyond the Mat is expiring on the 19th of December. It's actually a pretty damn good pro wrestling documentary that you want to check out. It's really good. Then also there's a Duplass film called Hump Day from 2009, which is expiring on the 17th, and it was a critic's pick. So, and let's see. And then finally, on the 20th, the two-parter Che by Steven Soderbergh is expiring. So yeah, there's a few things to get us through the next couple weeks. I probably won't be talking, I'll probably recap a couple of these in the next couple of podcasts. But yeah, so that's what's expiring this week. Or not this week, but in the next couple of weeks. So check that out. Let's see here. And actually, little heads up, I'm going to be doing one more show, and then it'll be break for Christmas until the new year. So, anyway. So that's what's expiring this week on Netflix Instant. And of course, I went a recap of what is actually, you know, appearing on Netflix Instant. Let's move into the second musical break. This is Dragon Sound again. The song is called Friends, and it's from the Miami Connection original motion picture soundtrack. I'll be back talking more about Miami Connection right after this. Like I said, this is Friends by Dragon Sound. Dragon Sound with the song Friends on the Geek Couch Collectors Edition podcast from the soundtrack of Miami Connection, which is my Blu-ray pick of the week.
Hello, little guy. It's the sweetie man coming.
All right. This thing I've been anticipating Miami Connection for quite some time, and I'll go through all the documentaries and stuff like that that the Blu-ray has this week. But just so you know, I mean, if you go over to drafthousefilms.com, you'll see a bunch of packages that you can, a bunch of options for buying this movie. There's a limited edition VHS. Only 400 copies were made. Sealed VHS tape in a hard plastic white case. Looks amazing. $19.99. There's a limited edition Dragon Sound 7-inch vinyl, which I went ahead and grabbed because I got to have some vinyl now. Little side note, I just invested in a record player this weekend, so I've been like snatching up as much vinyl as I can. You can get a limited edition handmade retro tank top for, you know, a Dragon Sound tank top, which I may have to get, but that means I gotta shave my shoulders, and I don't know if I wanna go. Okay, I'm just kidding. Anyway, and there's a few different things you can get. There is an Oh My God edition, which it looks like it dropped in price. Damn it. I should have grabbed that. You can get the Blu-ray, a high-quality 720p HD digital download, a theatrical one-sheet poster, the Dragon Sound 7-inch vinyl featuring the songs I just played for you, an instant download of the Miami Connection soundtrack. There's a Tough Guys edition, which is a little bit cheaper, and then there's the Stupid Cocaine edition, which is $19.99. Did I just get the Blu-ray? No, I got the Stupid Cocaine edition. Came with the downloads and then the Blu-ray, which is on its way to me this week. I can't wait to get it. So anyway, Miami Connection. What is Miami Connection? Here's a synopsis. The year is 1987. Motorcycle ninjas tighten their grip on Florida's narcotics trade, viciously annihilating anyone who dares move in on their turf. Multinational martial arts rock band Dragon Sound have had enough and embark on a roundhouse wreck wave of crime-crushing justice. When not chasing beach bunnies or performing their hit song Against the Ninja, Mark, Taekwondo master/inspirational speaker YK Kim, and the boys are kicking and chopping at the drug world's smelliest underbelly. It'll take every ounce of their blood and courage, but Dragon Sound can't stop until they've completely destroyed the dealers, the drunk bikers, the kill-crazy ninjas, the middle-aged thugs, and the stupid cocaine and the entire Miami Connection. Directed by ninth degree black belt philosopher, author, inspirational speaker, Grandmaster YK Kim, the film tells a story of fearless synth rock band Dragon Sound as they embark on a roundhouse wreck raid. I just read this. Do they repeat this? Hey, Drafthouse Films, you have a couple. It gets a little bit redundant there. All right. So that's the movie. I'm going to get into the specifics of why the hell we're getting this now. But here is an example. And unfortunately, this is an audio podcast, so, you know, we'll see how this goes. But here's an example of some of the wonderful scenes from Miami Connection.
Sweeto.
How are you, Jeff?
How are you? Ready for a good time?
Sure.
Let's go.
That's some good news for you. I scored a new shipment of coke. It's the best.
Have you got a taste?
I think you'll like it. And move a lot of coke in Orlando.
All right, so that's the scene, you know. Couple of the drug dealers, and we got another one here. This is amazing. This is a scene where we got a couple guys arguing about music. So check it out.
What are you in here for, man? Waste my time.
Bitch.
I thought I fired you.
What? Yeah, you fired me because of the goddamn Dragon Sound. That's bullshit. They came in here to play goddamn songs for kids. Now who are you bullshit?
They play a lot better than you, man.
They play nothing but goddamn kiddie music.
Your music's for old people,
look,
buddy.
Fat man. You don't know what music's all about.
I tell you what, are you deaf? You sure don't know how to play, I tell you that.
That's my ass.
Got it?
Ooh. Tell me,
that's it, buddy.
Man.
You're history.
You're full of shit.
You wanna go out of here and play now,
motherfucker? Sounds about every music argument that I've ever heard get into. So basically beat the shit out of each other. So these probably work a lot better if you're watching them. So what happened here, and I'm looking at an article here called IndieWire, on IndieWire.com, and I'm actually trying to get a set up an interview. I'm trying to work it out. I was trying to work it out for the show, but I couldn't get it in time. Trying to interview Evan Husney, who actually discovered the film. Let's see here. Okay, I'm gonna kind of read a little bit from this article about Miami Connection. So, Miami Connection was discovered by Drafthouse archivist and programmer Zach Carlson. In 2009, he bought a print of Miami Connection on eBay without really knowing anything about the movie. He was intrigued by the title, and then it was a pretty low price for a 35mm print. So Carlson included the beginning of the movie in one of the Drafthouse's Reel One parties when the first sequence, which includes ninjas kicking the crap out of gangsters, segued into a rock concert, and then settled into a story about giddy teenagers straight out of Greece, the audience instantly fell in love, begging for more when the reel came to a close. 4 months later, the Drafthouse screened the entire feature, then brought it to CineFamily, where Evan Husney saw it, and immediately it became an immediate acquisition interest when Husney started his new job. In this case, most of the people involved with production thought he was kidding when he got in touch about picking it up. Husney says it was something they had aggressively forgotten about. They would quickly hang up the phone. Based on my experience releasing unearthed niche films, that can happen. So basically, eventually, Drafthouse Films acquired the print, and then I don't know if they did a restoration on it. But anyway, they had a screening of it. Ended up getting the filmmaker Kim. W.K. Kim. Got him involved. They did some screenings of it. It screened Fantastic Fest, and then Drafthouse began to replicate enthusiasm when the movie opened in 25 cities starting earlier this year in November, mostly midnight screenings. I actually had friends in Tulsa go see it. And then Evan Husney says, it's so rare to find movies that are valuable as curiosities and also as pure entertainment. So the movie operates both as kind of a curiosity, something like, what the hell is this thing? But also, everyone that I've seen, that I've talked to, who's seen the film, genuinely, like, enjoyed the movie. And they enjoyed the enthusiasm. There's some great, I saw some amazing, like, gore scenes from these ninja action scenes. And I haven't actually, seen the whole movie yet, so I'm really excited to check it out. So the Blu-ray has an audio commentary with a star writer producer YK Kim. I don't know why I said WK Kim. That must have been a typo. And writer star Joseph Diamond. There's over 20 minutes of deleted scenes. There's a 25th anniversary Dragon Sound reunion concert from Fantastic Fest 2012. There's a theatrical trailer created by Hobo with a Shotgun director Jason Eisner. There's a promo video on YK Kim, and then there's a New American Dream promo video, theatrical trailers, so good stuff. Put it on your list of to buy. Again, get it through drafthousefilms.com. You can get all those different packages, including like posters and vinyl and all that good stuff. So I think actually it is playing theatrically a handful of theaters, so go to drafthousefilms.com, check out the theatrical releases. I'm trying to see if there's anything in Southern California, but there's not anymore. I must have missed that. But I'm going to play one more clip for here. It's about a 2-minute clip, so bear with me. But it's amazing, I think. So if not, just shut off the show. Have a great week. I'll talk to all of you next week. But if you're in for it, here is this scene. This is a scene where one of the members of the band gets a letter from about his father. And actually, Drafthouse Films, they put together a 4-year consideration video using this scene. And that video itself is pretty incredible. But here's the full scene, just the audio, sorry, for your enjoyment.
Hey guys, I'm taking a shower first.
Go for it, Jim.
Hey Jim, I got a letter for you.
A letter?
It's from Washington, D.C.
Hey, give it to me.
What's the story?
Give it to me.
Huh?
Give me the letter. What's the big
secret?
Give me the letter. Give me the damn letter now! Give me the letter, Push.
Okay. You can have it.
Give me the letter now.
Get it. Grab it.
Give me the letter.
Try again.
Now.
Jeez, you guys, what's going on
out
here? What are you trying to do? Wake up the neighbors?
I need to get some work done.
You would have had enough done for that street.
Okay.
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 Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm
mad.
That's how serious.
What's going on here?
You guys trying to wake up the neighbors or what?
Have you seen a faction for one night?
Son, what happened? Getting enough, I'll tell you.
Tim, you guys fighting or what?
What happened?
This letter. What letter?
Son, what happened?
I don't know. He won't tell me.
Huh? Tim,
tell us. What happened?
Jim, what is this letter?
Tell us. Go ahead. Tell us.
Why don't you explain to us? Come on, we're your best friends.
Sorry, let's hide from this from you guys.
All right.
But this looks like your brother. I didn't know you have a brother.
It's my father.
What? This is your real father?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
I didn't know you had a father. I thought we are all orphans.
My mother was Korean, and my father was Black American. She gave me this picture when she was real sick. I was only 9 years old. They say that they loved each other and they were real loyal. He was real happy. But then when he finished military duty, he left. And we never saw him again. She told me to find him. But I didn't like him because he left us. But I knew one day when I grew up, I'd find him. Whether he was dead or alive. I sent a couple letters to the Defense Department. Nothing happened.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm really kind of tearing up right now. All right, that's amazing. I mean, come on. If you hung out for that whole thing, come on. The end where he talks about his mom was Korean and his dad was Black American. Great stuff. All right, that's Miami Connection. That's my pick of the week. I'm trying to get Evan Husney available for an interview. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully we'll work something out and be able to get a little extra interview here on the podcast feed for you guys to enjoy about Miami Connection. Otherwise, you know, grab the movie this week, and I know it's like I'm doing a blind buy based on all the stuff I've heard about it, so I'm really excited to watch it. It's one of those things, if you have a chance to see it in the theater, see it in the theater. I know all my friends who've seen it said it was just an amazing time in the theater, so... Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this week's Geek Couch Collector's Edition podcast. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and hopefully you know what you're going to buy this week. And I'll talk to all of you next week. Show brought to you by Charming Beard Coffee. Of course, if you order a bag of coffee from charmingbeard.com, enter Geek into the promo code area, and you'll get 10% off your bag of coffee. So, good stuff. You know, a little incentive there. You know, this week's featured band, Dragon Sound. You can get their music, those two songs, for free off of drafthousefilms.com. Grab that download there. Awesome, awesome stuff. And you can also check out, I have a music podcast. You can check that out. It's the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. Go ahead and type that into iTunes and subscribe to the feed there. Or you can go to thegeekcouch.com, and in the right-hand sidebar, there's an area for you to subscribe to all the podcasts, or for these two podcasts. So, right now everything's being thrown into this one feed, the Collector's Edition feed, but in January, I'll be splitting the feeds and taking everything, all the music stuff out of this feed and putting it into the Geek Couch Backstage Pass feed. There's, music reviews and a 30-minute music show I do there, and I just, the most recent audio review was by Our Lost Infantry, and it went over really well. Had a lot of hits to the website based off that review, because the band was, you know, it was a good review, and the band was happy about it, so it was all their fans clicked on it, and it was fun seeing their reaction. So, anyway, good band, though. Check that band out. All right, I have rambled long enough. Let's end this thing. All of you guys have a great week. I'll talk to you guys next time. Have fun buying movies. Bye-bye.